Good evening. It is 22 June 2017, a Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And tonight we have a double feature. This first is Natural Healing with the chairman of Edward Pitty out of Duncan, Oklahoma. And after this show, we will shut down and re-sign back in for the Committee of Safety show with Captain John and Nikki. And I hope everybody on this call will stick around for the second. Thank you. Take it away there, Ed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Natural Healing Committee. This is the first call-in that we're doing, and I want to kind of first just tap into and acknowledge the founder and the father of medicine, Hippocrates. And one of the things he had said is, "Make your medicine your food, and your food your medicine." I think we've come far from understanding what that really means. One of the other things I believe is we need to learn to eat to live instead of living to eat, which is a big part of the American culture. Again, my name is Edward Pitty. I'm in Duncan, Oklahoma. And I'd like to first kind of just give you a background on how I got involved in holistic healing or holistic herbs and so on. Excuse me. My dad had passed away in 2009, and I'm sorry, 2005. And prior to him passing away, about a year and a half before that, he was kind of getting a little senile and losing his memory and mixing up his medication. So me and my wife actually decided to take a list of his medications and research it. And to our surprise, because I was totally, at the time, just unaware on holistic therapies and herbs and how drugs do really affect us. And to our surprise, it was amazing on how every drug he was taking was actually creating more problems. And some of the drugs, he had congestive heart failure, he had arteriosclerosis, which is hardening of the arteries. And some of these drugs were actually saying that side effects are congestive heart failure, hardening of the arteries. It was so contradictive that it was scary. So in finding out this information and being as shocked as I was, I actually called his cardiologist up and just started questioning him on why. And it was at that point in my life where I came up with a new philosophy or theory, or if you want to call it just a way to be, and that is question everything. I question everything that goes on in my life, not just my health, not just what's going on politically, but everything. Just everything. Just I need to just always question everything. And in doing so, when I questioned this cardiologist, he outright said that, you know, when we prescribe medications, we are actually we don't know how the patient's going to react. We really don't know. It's almost like an experimental. Okay, and I was just blown away by this. Needless to say, a year or two later, my father passed away of kidney failure. And that just kind of just outright just blew my mind. Losing your dad, I don't know how many has lost their dad, but that just was like kind of a mind blow. So I devolved myself and just went deep into research, into holistic healing and herbs and practices and and just started reading and reading and reading and going back to Hippocrates. now, what, excuse me. One of the things that I found out when I came down after about 6 months after my dad passed away, I'd moved down to Oklahoma. I'm from New York originally. And I was getting sick myself. I just wasn't feeling right. And I researched and found an herbalist in the area. And she introduced me to the school that I went to. I got certified as a family herbalist. And but prior to me getting certified, she actually, the first thing that introduced me into holistic healing was she introduced me to a 3-day cleanse. And she laid out the whole process, which I can offer to anybody here at the end of the show or any time you can contact me. But this 3-day cleanse was amazing. It was very difficult at first. The first day is the hardest. And if anybody, I would suggest getting a paper and pencil out during the next 20 minutes or so, because I might be giving you some things you can do very quickly that will effectively and very quickly help you in your everyday living, okay? Now, when I started this 3-day cleanse, it starts off by when you wake up in the morning, and I just want to explain to you the importance of fasting and cleansing. Throughout history, many, many famous people, it's in the Bible, it's everywhere. Fasting is a healing and very empowering thing to do. And when you introduce your body to cleansing and fasting, what you're doing is you're literally you're literally halting your digestive system because you're not feeding it any solid foods, okay? And what you're doing is once your digestive system is not digesting, it automatically goes into... Once your body is not in the mode of digesting, what happens is it automatically goes into a cleansing state. It starts to detox itself. It's a natural process. And what you can do to help that is you drink water or apple juice or some natural juices. And one of the things in this particular 3-day cleanse, you start off in the morning when you first wake up with 8 to 16 ounces of prune juice. When I first did that, it was really disgusting. I hated prune juice. But there's two things that does. Prune juice actually collects all of the toxins and chemicals in the body and brings it into the colon. It's almost like a magnet. And it brings all of the garbage into the colon area. And number two, it expels it. It gets rid of it. Okay, so it's like a twofold herb. It's really healthy to actually drink prune juice on a daily basis, whether you're cleansing or not. But in a cleansing state, when you're doing a cleansing, you do this in the morning and you take 8 ounces of prune juice in the morning. And at the same time, after you take that, you take 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. That kind of helps to clean out the ducts and all your liver and your kidneys and stuff. 30 minutes later, what you do is you take 8 ounces of water. And the only water that I always recommend, you should not drink no tap water, obviously, and bottled water, you don't drink neither. The best water to drink is called steam distilled water. Basically, all Walmarts carry it for 88 cents a gallon, you can get it. Okay, there's many places you can get steamed distilled water. Now, the reason for that is because it is empty water. There's nothing in it. And when you drink steamed distilled water, as soon as you drink it, from the time it goes into your mouth to the time it leaves you, it collects the garbage and the chemicals in your body, and it helps to detox the body. So after 30 minutes after taking that prune juice, you take 8 ounces of steam distilled water, 30 minutes later, you drink, you pick a juice, and I pick apple juice. I love apple juice, and it's very nutritious. And you pick the one that with no added sugar, just pure apple juice. 30 minutes after that, then 30 minutes after that, again water, then 30 minutes after that, apple juice all day long. Every 30 minutes, you drink either water or apple juice, and you switch until you go to sleep that night. Now, in doing all of this, now you also take 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil 3 times a day. And in doing this, just a simple process, in 3 days, you would have gotten rid of 3 gallons of catarrh. You would have gotten rid of 3 gallons of garbage out of your system because you will be pooping, excuse the French, you'll be pooping every 30 to 45 to an hour. You'll be pooping. And to a point where you're basically doing nothing. But you're going. You're definitely cleansing. You cannot do this when you're working. You have to do this on the weekend or your days off, okay? Because you will be in the bathroom for most of the time. Now, the hard part is that first day, and after you get past that first day, the second day becomes, the first day is actually a mental thing. You have to get through the, we're habit people. We everything we do is through habit. And it's very difficult to get through a day without putting something into your mouth. So once you get past that first day, the second day you're going to feel a lot, it's going to become a lot easier. But again, it is a mental thing. But you're going to find that you may have some little headaches, so you might feel weak. And all of those signs is kind of natural because the body is now in a cleansing mode. It's getting rid of all of that stuff out of your organs, out of your skin, out of your lungs. It's cleansing the interior of our bodies. Now, I'd like to just give you a metaphor, just to give you an idea on how important this is. Most of us take care of our vehicles more than we take care of our own bodies. We're always told to every 3,000 miles, you know, we must go and change the oil, change the filters, you know, put some more antifreeze in there or whatever, what have you, okay? We need to do the same with the human body, okay? If you were to drive your car and there'd be no water in the radiator, what would happen? It's going to overheat. It's not going to run right. It's going to buckle up, and then the engine's going to blow. Excuse me. So it's the same thing with the human body, okay? Human body needs to be maintained. We need to focus. We have to have the awareness and listen to the body. And one of the things we have to do is hydrate. Hydrating, breathing, walking, and feeding nutrition, not food, because food is really not food these days. I'm talking about nutrition. Organic apples, organic fruits and vegetables and herbs and apple cider vinegar and cayenne and garlic is a major one. All of these herbs are nutritional values that can build up the immune system to give us that strength and ability to move in through the day without being tired. and I'm just kind of giving you an overview. So many things we just missed. Breathing is one of the most important things. If we don't have breathing, we don't have air, we die. I've read many studies where, and this was amazed me. They did many studies on Americans. Americans are we're the fastest paced people in the world. Everything we do fast. Everything needs to be done in a nanosecond. You know, if we have pain, we need that pain gone in seconds, so we can take a painkiller. Okay. Meanwhile, a painkiller does damage to us because what it's doing is just masking the pain, the problem. And then we don't fix the problem because that pain went away. So we need to pay attention and say, okay, if we have a pain here, what's causing that? Let's find out what the root problem is. Why is this occurring? Okay? Now a lot of the problems that we have in our society stems from constipation. And when I mean constipation, I mean the clogging up of all of the organs in our body, mainly from dairy products. A cow has 2 stomachs. Their milk that comes out is processed through stomachs from the cow having 2 stomachs. We have 1 stomach. The cow's milk, as crazy as the sound, is not made for human consumption. And when you really research this, okay, 90% of all disease stems from the clogging of our internal organs. And it's similar to never changing your oil in your car. You know, especially if we're eating foods that have chemicals and we're eating water and, or sodas and drinks and iced teas and everything that's actually not natural, we're building up all of these chemicals and poisons and carcinogens in our body, and we're not cleansing, we're not fasting, we're not drinking proper water, we're not exercising. So what happens? It's just like it just starts to break down. It's just a natural process from the unawareness of what's truly going on. So we, in our society, it's very, very difficult to completely be organic and feed your body total nutrition, because where do you get that? So eventually you can work up to that. But we need to start somewhere. We need to start at what can I do today? Well, what, like I was going to say before, now, one of the studies they did with breathing is most Americans only use the bottom half, one quarter of the bottom half of their lungs. We breathe fast. Breathing and oxygenating our bodies are so important. Meditation, just sitting for a moment, even for a couple of moments, and deep cleansing breath does wonders to the body, making sure we get the proper hydration during the day. And then when we schedule a one-day fast, pick a day, a Sunday, if a day that you know you're going to be off, make that a fasting day, make that a cleansing day to get some of the chemicals out. Because even if we were to able to get total nutrition into our body, we're still breathing pollution in the air. It's coming in through our skin, okay? It's coming from the smoke in the air, and everybody, it's just all around us. We cannot help it. So fasting and cleansing is a very, very important aspect of maintaining the human body to get it into balance. And that should be our goal. Our goal should be is on every occasion, and as we go through our days, let us make better choices, okay? One of the things I have a habit of doing is whenever I do go to a supermarket, I never buy anything without reading the label. You read the label and you look at the ingredients, okay? And if I can't read the ingredients, I don't buy it. It needs to make sense to me, okay? That's the first one. And if there's more than five ingredients, I don't buy it, okay? Now, you look at some of the ingredients, there's like 30, 40 things. Now, the first thing on the list is usually the most in there. Second is the second most that's in there, and so on and so forth, okay? 100 years ago, embalmers were able to use one-third less embalming fluid. I'm sorry. They used to use more 100 years ago, more embalming fluid 100 years ago than they do today, because we are embalming ourselves with all these preservatives we pay. It's mind-blowing when you research the stuff, okay? So, and because the body is so resilient and it's a brilliant machine that we don't even know about yet, we with all the technology we have, the human body is the greatest and most fabulous machine ever. And although we abuse it at so many levels, whether it be the lack of proper breathing, whether the lack of proper fluid, which is water, I mean, most people drink sodas and drinks and all of this stuff. I mean, every single animal, every single life force on this planet, okay, drinks water. That's it. And again, the first thing, if you remember me saying, is let us eat to live and not live to eat. Well, it's the same thing with water. We need to just drink what's needed. If we want to bring our bodies back to the natural state of healing, because the body will heal itself, you know, there's no such, we can't heal the body, but we can give it what it needs to heal itself. So we need to give it not soda, not sugar, okay? We need to give it pure water. It's just common sense. We need to feed the body nutrition, you know. Certain herbs that everyone should have in their house. Let me just get through this here. one of the things that I just want to give you an overview, and through the course of our calls, we're going to be going through all types of things like fomentations and tinctures and ointments and fomentations and teas and herbal drinks and be able to transform our mind, creating a new paradigm. That's the goal here. We need to look at our lives, and when we wake up in the morning, you know, let us thank God that we have another gift of a day. But let's breathe. Let's really feel that breath. Let's feel the beauty that surrounds us. Let's really be grateful for this moment and take in and be grateful that we can see, that we can hear, we can touch, we can taste, we can smell. These are things that some people don't have. They lose this, okay? We need to get back to the basics and really start to look at how wonderful our bodies are and how we are abusing it in so many ways. And one of the main herbs, I believe, that we all should have on a regular basis is cayenne pepper, raw honey, turmeric, red raspberry leaf tea, ginger, peppermint, and spearmint, extra virgin olive oil, apple cider vinegar. These are some of the herbs that are kind of basic. Hawthorn berry syrup is one of the best herbs for your heart if you have any heart condition. Okay, cayenne pepper is awesome for your circulatory system. Cayenne pepper has been known to actually stop heart attacks within 10 seconds. I personally carry a little 2-ounce cayenne tincture with me at all times, no matter where I go. Not just for myself, if something happens to me, and not only because I just take it regularly, but if I did have a heart attack, I just put a drop of full under my tongue, and it stops you from having a heart attack. If I see somebody having one, I can administer it to them, okay? Cayenne pepper is an amazing, it's called the king of herbs. Many master herbalists refer to that. Now, I'm not a master herbalist. I'm a family herbalist. I'm sure there might be even some people on this call that have more knowledge than I, and I hope you do. And we can all come together and share all of our knowledge. You know, one of the things I like to do is kind of learn from each other. I mean, that's just the way it needs to be. many of my kids and many people, I see them going out and buying these energy drinks and that, you know, raises your heart up to, you know, 150 beats a minute and all that. One of the, just to give you, for instance, an energy health drink that I use is, I'm going to lay it out for you right now. And not only is this going to give you energy, it's going to strengthen your heart, it's going to balance your blood pressure, it's going to do many, many things. And it's 8 ounces of steam distilled water, 8 or 10 ounces. A quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper is what I would recommend starting off with, and you build up to a whole teaspoon of cayenne pepper when you work. But I would start off with a quarter because it's kind of hot. Then you add 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And all of these herbs, before I go any further, all of these herbs you can purchase, so I recommend purchasing, of course, organic or wild-crafted. And I'm going to give you a couple of websites you can go to. So it's 8 to 10 ounces of steam distilled water, a quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of raw honey, which has tremendous value, and a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, if that's optional, if you want. I love cinnamon. I just put it in everything. You drink that thing down, you're gonna feel amazing. You're going to have energy. It's going to give you a lot of nutrients, a lot of vitamins, a lot of microvitamins, and you're going to feel great. It balances cayenne, balances your blood pressure, and does many, many good things for the heart. I mentioned before about taking extra virgin olive oil, a tablespoon of that once or twice a day on a regular basis. That helps cleanse out the ducts of through the liver and kidneys. Okay, let's see here. Now, in the beginning, I had mentioned, am I coming in clear, guys? Am I talking too fast?
Oh, I hear you just fine.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Now, in the beginning, I had kind of giving an overview of my credentials or whatever. But I wanted to touch on something that I think is really important. And one of the things I started out by saying is question everything. And I want to tell you a quick story on how this helped my granddaughter. She was about 3 years old, and I get a phone call from my daughter about 8 o'clock in the morning one Friday morning, and she said she was in the hospital from 2 o'clock in the morning because my little granddaughter was, she was vomiting and having abdominal pains. So I rushed to the hospital, and this is like 5 or 6 hours after they got there. They still didn't find a result on what was bothering her. So I called the doctor or the nurse on the side, and I requested to speak to a doctor myself, in which I finally did. And I outright told them, you know, we have a three-year-old here who has been in this hospital, and I'm not trying to, you know, attack you in any way, but I don't understand what is it that you found out? What's going on? What are we doing? Because this kid is still crying, okay? So what had happened was he says, Mr. Pitty, you know, please be patient. We're going to get back to you in very shortly. And needless to say, about 20 minutes later, he comes back with a surgeon, and he goes on to tell us, me, my daughter, and my son-in-law, that they have to operate and remove the appendix from my granddaughter. And not only that, that the area where the appendix is attached is completely infected, and they're going to have to cut back the intestine, maybe, you know, 3 or 4 inches on each side, remove that whole section, and reconnect it together. And my daughter and my son-in-law just stood there and just like was, yes, shaking their head, yes, okay, or whatever you say. And I said, no. Now, we're talking about a three-year-old. You need to explain to me how is this occurring, or what's the next option? There's got to be another option here. And I just questioned this doctor and this surgeon. And my daughter kind of stepped back like she was kind of shocked. Needless to say, in talking with this doctor, he went in further details why he had to do it. I said, well, let me ask you something. Would you mind showing me the x-ray on how did you determine it? I'd like to see the x-ray. And he kind of looked shocked, and he didn't know what to say, and he's like, okay, sure. So he pulled the three of us into this little room in the emergency room, and he sat me down in front of this computer, and this is amazing because I can't even believe this happened. He sat me in front of this computer, and he points to this area, and he says, okay, so this is where the appendix is, and he starts talking about how it's connected to the intestines. And then he says, now look up here, and he goes to the top right-hand corner of the screen, way beyond where that appendix was, and shows this big white area and says, look at this infection. It's totally infected. This is the problem. So I said, wait a minute, Doc. I says, maybe I'm ignorant or stupid, but I don't know what you said even made sense. You're telling me you have to take out her appendix, which is over here on the bottom left-hand side of the screen, but you're telling me that the infection and the problem is up here on the right. Why are you taking out the appendix, and why are you cutting the appendix out and the kidney and the, I'm sorry, and the colon itself. He didn't say nothing. He looked at me, and he said, okay, he's like, you know what, let me go back to the radiology and talk to them and get back to you. I actually stumped them, and I don't know anything about, I mean, I just couldn't even believe I even did this. Needless to say, he came back about 15 minutes later and said, we'd change the whole thing is going to be changed. We're going to keep her in the hospital for 3-4 days or 2 days, whatever, and we're going to fill her body with antibiotics. We're not going to operate. She came out of there a day or two later. She was fine. So my point is, you know, doctors are great. They are very smart people, okay? All doctors are, they have to go through a rigorous learning process, but they do not learn about holistic healing. They don't, their solutions is drugs or cutting. Holistic practitioners and master herbalists throughout the centuries work on the prognosis, not the diagnosis. They look at what is causing this problem, okay? What can we do to bring the body back to balance So we need to question everything. When I first got sick, which is in 09, I got pulmonary hypertension, and they automatically, by their books, I had to go on certain medications, and one of them was Coumadin, a blood thinner. And to make a long story short, after being on it for about a year, I questioned them, and I said, you know what, I've done some research, and I don't like this drug. It's very dangerous, blood thinner. And what I suggested is, because I take garlic every day, which is a blood thinner, and garlic does a lot of other things as well. Cayenne pepper is great for the circulatory system. My cholesterol was under 200, it was like 130, which is good. So I questioned, like, why are you giving me this blood thinner when I don't have cholesterol problems? Well, it's protocol. Well, it's dangerous. Can you give me an alternative to that? So anyway, we wound up going down to an 81-milligram aspirin, which I've been on for 5 years now. Now, I could have been on that. If I didn't question it, I could have been on three other medications as well, which I got myself off of, okay? So I think it's very, very important that, you know, there's a time in emergencies. Doctors are great, and doctors are great also for diagnosing and taking x-rays and CT scans and all that. And they have their purpose, but we do need to question them. They're not God. They don't know everything, and they're human. They make mistakes. We need to take the responsibility of our own body. And there was a time in our history where we had no choice. Home remedies, you know, I'm sure everyone on this call has their parents and their grandparents that passed down, you know, those grandma recipes and remedies for healing and stopping bleeding, and I'm sure that they probably were. That's why they were passed down from generations to generations. Now, through the use of technology, instantaneous information travels throughout the world. I mean, we learn a lot from our past. Is there any questions? How am I doing on time there, Robert?
You still have plenty of time. It's 8:30. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Okay. What I'd like to do now is, what I'd like to do now is just briefly give you a couple of websites that you can tap into for knowledge. And there's one particular website is called herballegacy.com. This is Dr. Christopher's website. He is the founder of the School of Natural Healing where I had gone to school for. And on this website, it's amazing because there is a, if you breeze through the website, you'll come to a link for ailments and procedures. And he goes through in detail what every disease, what caused it, what you can do to help it. It's a very, very informative website, and that is www.herballegacy.com. For those of you who want to get natural organic herbs and wildcrafted herbs, I've been getting all of my herbs from this particular website. They're very efficient. They get it to you really quick. They're reasonable priced, and it's called herbsfirst.com, www.herbsfirst.com. And there's plenty. They have everything from ointments to fermentations, to tinctures, and all types of pills, capsules, of just about anything you need, from garlic to turmeric and so on. apple cider vinegar. There is a website, most of you people have heard of a guy called Dr. Bragg, Paul Bragg. He's pretty famous Paul Bragg was the physician who actually helped heal through his program, Jack LaLanne. Anyone on this call who knows Jack LaLanne, that was probably one of the healthiest men on the planet, died just a few years ago. Jack LaLanne, at 15 years old, was diagnosed with many diseases and was given a death sentence, I think, a year or two. And he heard of Dr. Bragg, he was doing a seminar, and his mother took Jack LaLanne to the seminar, and he knew that they were coming. And after the seminar, he actually sat down with Jack LaLanne and became his mentor, and told him about how to restore the body. So I recommend this website. It's just called Bragg, BRAGG.com, Bragg.com. And his specialty is apple cider vinegar. And there's books on that site, which I have. It's called Apple Cider Vinegar, Miracle Health System. If you research apple cider vinegar, you will be amazed on what it does for the body. It cleanses everything. It's just an amazing, amazing herb. And just to kind of recap on something, Hippocrates, one of the things, like I had mentioned before, when he was different than most of all the doctors in his time, because he didn't just diagnose, he focused on prognosis. You know, what can we do to balance the body? And his major healing herb or process was apple cider vinegar. He basically, that was like penicillin today or antibiotics today. Well, apple cider vinegar was a natural healing and is still one of the greatest healing for the body. There's a lot of good. So do some research on that, and you'll be amazed. You can get I actually get his apple cider vinegar on Amazon, actually, because it's cheaper for delivery than his website, but I didn't say that. Now, there is a – when you go onto the first website I mentioned called the HerbalLegacy.com, you can buy these little booklets that one in particular is called the 3-Day Cleanse, which I explained to you, and – when after you do a cleanse, what you want to do, because you would not want to eat, after the third day of cleansing and going through 3 days of completely fasting and just drinking apple cider vinegar and water, and that prune juice in the morning, taking the extra virgin olive oil, 3 tablespoons a day, after 3 days, you're going to have more energy, you're going to feel more vibrant, more energized, and more aware than you ever have been before. I do not recommend you doing this without instruction or having someone at least follow you through it and kind of pep you up, because you're going to have some side effects that are going to seem weird, but it's basically going to be normal. And depending upon what medications you take, you just need to be a little careful. But the 3-day cleanse, after you're getting done with a 3-day cleanse, what I recommend doing and what Dr. Christopher recommends is called what's called a mucusless diet. And basically, that's everything that you know is good. We all know it's good. It's inherent in us. We know that a pure organic apple is a lot better than toast, okay? So, you know, when you go through a 3-day cleanse, quite literally, you're not going to even – my wife, I remember her telling me, well, how about if I make you a hamburger? I almost shoot just hearing her say that. I mean, it's disgusting. You just, you know, you're lucky if you'll get a salad down, okay? Because you don't even want to eat. You feel so fantastic. You want to continue that cleanse. And this is amazing, because you would think, well, I haven't eaten for 3 days. All I've had water and apple juice for 3 days. It is amazing. It's almost divine. In this process, if you meditate and do deep breathing and focus on your breath and spend time with yourself and really focus on the healing part of it. One thing you want to do when you're doing a fast or a cleanse, you don't want to do any excessive exercise or heavy-duty walking. Okay, maybe some light walking if you can. Okay, but all of these things are kind of basic stuff that we all know. I believe that everyone on this call knows all of the stuff that I'm telling you already. This is all common knowledge. We all know that we should be drinking water. One of the formulas for drinking water is whatever weight you are, let's say you are 200 pounds. Everyone, if you are a totally inactive person, you just sit in your couch all day long, you still need to drink half your weight in ounces a day with water, pure water. So if you're 200 pounds, you need to drink at least 100 ounces of steam distilled water every day. That's if you do nothing. If you do moderate work, walking and work and whatever, then raise it up. So, 1.5 your weight, okay? If you're really active, you're out on roofs and you're doing construction and you're moving around, then do your weight. And so if you're 200 pounds, do 200 ounces of water a day. That will make sure that you are hydrated. Now, that may sound like a lot of water, but it really isn't. When you drink, I see these people walking around with 64-ounce glasses of things of Pepsi or root beer or Dr. Pepper, and they're drinking sugar. That feeds cancer. That feeds disease. That drops the pH level, which is another area that we need to focus on and be aware of. We need to keep, some of you probably know about that. I believe it's 7.3, I think, or 7.4 is the where the level of, between acidity I just lost my train of thought on that. But it's basically the acidity and the it's the level of the body, the interior of your body that it needs to be. It's just like the pH in the pool, same thing. It needs to be at a certain level. Okay, well, the human body needs to be at 7.3 or 7.4, I believe, so somewhere in that area. Now, everyone who has cancer or diseases are usually down in 6 or 5, okay? They're purely acidic. And why? We eat acidic foods. We're just poisoning ourselves. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not perfect. I don't do everything I said. I don't eat perfect. I'm 57 years old, okay? I learned this only 12 years ago. I'm really trying hard to stay and maintain myself. I do meditate a lot. I definitely breathe, focus on my breathing, and I use 100% of my lungs all the time. Focusing on your breath is very important, okay? Taking those deep breaths on a breath, just sitting down, okay? But there's times when I'll cheat, okay? And sometimes I have no choice. I mean, but the bottom line is we need to kind of pick and choose what can I do that's going to be better than this, okay? And one of the things that I recommend very highly is, number one, eliminating all kinds of drinks except water. When you're thirsty, just drink water. With dinner, with anything else, drink water. Of course, coffee. Most people have to have their coffee. That's fine. I drink teas myself and coffee. But most of the time, it's just all water. I don't drink soda anymore. On an occasion, if I have pizza, I'm an Italian, I have to have my Pepsi. And so here is proof that, I know it's bad, but I don't drink it every day. So it's hard to break those habits and get out of that non-thinking mode of just functioning and going through your day without questioning yourself. Question your thinking. You know, we need to think about our thinking. It's so important that we don't just be on automatic mode and just do the things that we're told. You know, this goes to, you know, it just goes in all areas of our life, you know. We need to be more educated on what we need to do to be healthy. Of course, one of the most important things through my research I've found is walking. Now, you can have just about any disease and still be able to walk for the most part. And you don't need to run. You don't have to lift weights. Okay, that's an addition. But just doing your normal walking, hydrating yourself. I'm sorry, Robert.
1 minute.
Oh. So you know, doing our breathing, focusing on our breathing, doing some maybe meditation from a long time. Put your phone down, shut the TV off, and kind of just relax. Take those deep cleansing breaths. Go for some walks in nature. Make sure you drink plenty of steam distilled water. And in addition to that, try to get nutrition, as much nutrition into your body and less of the chemicals and poisons and contaminants and all that stuff that's in every packaged stuff that's in Walmart and all these drugstores. It's very hard to not get that stuff. We have to focus on organic as much as we can. Try buying locally instead of in the stores.
It's time for question and answers for 10 minutes. Anybody have anything they want to ask about? Comments? Star 6 to unmute yourself. Now, if we don't have any comments or questions, then go ahead and keep talking.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to talk about as well is the difference between intention versus competency. You know, it goes back to that doctor and many doctors out there, and I believe that most people and most, even in regular conversation, most people have good intention. But are they competent? Are you going to leave and leave your life in the hands of another without questioning them? Are they superhuman? Do they know something you don't? I mean, yes, doctors do know, but they don't know. You probably know. We all on this call probably know a lot more than doctors when it comes to holistic healing or natural foods and nutrition, because most doctors, when they go through all that schooling, from the research I've done, only do, I think, like a couple hours of nutritional class. That's it. That's kind of really sad when you think about it. So we need to question that competency, and that's what I do all the time. And with all due respect, you know, I respect doctors, and they have their place, and they're all smart people. And I believe that most of the time their intention is honorable. And it's only because of their ignorance. Just like, you know, I have ignorance to many things in life. I mean, I was not even part of the Liberty Movement until like 5 years ago. I was totally ignorant of what was going on. So, when you don't know, you don't know. So all you do is you talk about what you do know. And although I had good intention, I had no idea that my freedoms were being taken away. So it's the same thing. We have to be careful on, you know, when we're asking someone for advice or allowing someone to take our health in their hands or our liberty in our hands, whatever it matter, their intention may be there, but their competency may not be. So we need to kind of weigh the differences and see that, you know, is this gonna benefit me or is it not going to benefit me? Another thing I wanted to talk about is really paying attention. And one way to do this, paying attention to the body. You know, I had mentioned, you know, there's a lot of people who die from painkillers. Everybody knows this, okay? And one of the reasons for that is, like I was trying to explain initially, if you have a pain in your shoulder, we, as Americans, want that pain to go away instantaneously, so we take a Tylenol or codeine or whatever it is, okay? Any type of painkiller to get rid of that pain. Instead of maybe rubbing it with some cayenne ointment or some natural herbs to soothe that pain, and also it will heal it at the same time, okay? So we need to really listen to the body and don't just put a Band-Aid over it. We need not to just, you know, get rid of that quickly. There's no quick pill for anything that's worth having in our lives, okay? Everything takes work. Anything worthwhile to get or to keep, including our health and our body and our relationships, take effort. It takes work. And I think it's very, very important that we pay attention to our bodies and pay attention to what we're eating and start just eliminating the bad stuff and adding some good stuff. You know, if you're not the type of person to go cold turkey, that's fine. Many people can't. But we can do certain things every day to kind of get us on that little path. I remember one time Tony Robbins is long time ago, I was following him, and he had one thing I remember that was pretty awesome. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality, in actuality. So what that means, basically, it's a fancy way of saying, you know, whatever you focus on multiplies, and it becomes real even though it's not real. You know, we may be thinking we're eating healthy because we're eating a diet drink or a diet soda. Meanwhile, that's more poison than something else. So So we have to be very aware. We have to pay attention to our surroundings. We have to pay attention to ourselves. We have to pay attention to others, especially those who are trying to help us in any way, shape, or form, and come to our own conclusion and be our own doctors. We have to make sure that we understand what's happening to our own body. We know our bodies better than anyone else, including doctors. So as I started off this conversation, we need to live not to eat. We need to eat to live. We have to focus on, let us just eat to live. Let me not overeat because I'm just hungry or I'm depressed or, you know, I mean, there's so many things to do. And let us make our medicine our food and our food our medicine. Are we about there, Rob?
That looks like a good place to stop. What do you think, Robert? Looks like Robert got dropped.
Okay.
Nope. He's still there.
I mean, I could go on if you want. It's up to you.
Can you hear me, Robert?
Okay. Well, you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. For those of you that's been on the call, this has been the maiden voyage of natural healing. And I hope that after we sign off here, that everybody will re-sign back on for the Committee of Safety for the second feature for this evening. Thank you, Edward, for an excellent show.
You're welcome, sir. I hope I was helpful.
Well, I look very forward good. To the next one.
Same here.
Okay, we're gonna shut this one down now, and then we'll sign back in, same number, for the Committee of Safety. Thank you.